Welcome to this Epic Life Podcast, lifestyle design for consciously high-impact people. My name is Christopher Carter. You may call me KC. This week's episode was recorded live on Thursday, March 21st, 2015, as part of The Pause, a global virtual meditation meetup. For more information, please visit thisepiclife.com/thepause. And if you're ready for the 30-minute guided group meditation, we're just about to begin. So let's close our eyes. Start tuning in with the breath. Deep, even breaths in through the nose. Count to 8. I want you to hold for 8. Now exhale for 8. Inhale for 8. Hold for 8. Exhale for 8. Now start making the breaths even. We're going to fall into a rhythm now. Even breaths in, no need to hold, and out. Even breaths in, breathe more evenly and deeply than maybe you have allowed yourself so far this week. Nourish all the cells, the lungs. Feel that sense of expansion that we worked on last week. Fill yourself up with air, oxygen, love, and light. The only anchor we're going to create is the observance of the breath. So get comfortable with it. Because everything that's about to happen over the next 25, 26 minutes is in direct relation to how in tune we are with the breath. Feel your beautiful body breathe deeper. More fully. Inhaling love and gratitude. Exhaling static. Stress or worry. With each breath, becoming more of ourselves, penetrating that layer of static we talk about. And this week, I wanted to talk about the relationship between three seemingly disparate things. Focus on the breath. The relationship between silence, between resonance, and presence. Silence, resonance,
and presence. I've lived long enough to notice that there's so many things that we want, so many experiences, so many desires that lead us forward. And then there's who we have to become to earn those things and those experiences. And the chasm between, or maybe the slight adjustment between, is so full of distractions that want to pull us off course, test us. But where we remember who we are, where we're going, what we wanted in the first place, it's in the silence. So I want you to do a little exercise with me as we breathe. Even breaths in, out through the nose, engaging the diaphragm, releasing the shoulders, releasing every bit of tension in our bodies, except the spine that keeps us straight, keeps us tuned in, keeps us alert. Keep the breath going and visualize with me. I want you to call up on your mental screen, IMAX screen wide, 1080p HD. Pull up one of your exclamation points from your life. Maybe it's your most recent one. But a moment where unquestionably you are in your full power, in your bliss, in full exhilaration. In love with what you were living. Feel it. Sharpen the image. Look at the multi-camera view above you, around you. Who were you with? What were you wearing? Where were you? You could identify the exclamation points by how much you're brimming with gratitude, overflowing with gratitude. Asking yourself, is this real life? But it was. What did it sound like? What did it taste like? Which of your senses were engaged? How did you feel it in your body? Put your shoulders into the position right now that they were in. Wonder Woman shoulders, Superman shoulders. Everything you had lived up until this point had prepared you. And now you are feeling the flood of rewards. Keep breathing deeper. Take the full generous breaths you did in that moment. Simultaneous point of departure and point of arrival. Your legend is true. Now hold that in your body. I want you to observe the relationship between silence in this feeling. Because no matter what was going on in that moment, cacophony of noise, laughter, applause, sounds of my wife laboring. All other distractions ceased. Because we were fully engaged. So our exclamation point may have been anything but silent. Yet all other distractions in our lives, all other agenda items, all other needs, nagging, pressing needs from people, all other static, just shut the hell up for a minute. I want you to picture out in front of you, right in front of your face, beautiful white pause button, about the size of a hockey puck. In your mind's eye, reach out, touch it, get ready. Count down at 3 to 1, 3, 2, 1, hit the button. The theater you're seated in has one of your exclamation points paused in IMAX scale. The room your body's seated in has everything paused. No one is looking for you, but you. Back in the theater, I want you to adjust the vibrancy in the image. Make it brighter. The contrast, the brightness. Put on your shades. It's getting brighter. Allow some of your biggest fans to enter the theater, sit with you, take in this moment with you. How does it feel to have an audience? Reach out your hand mentally, put it on that pause button. I'll hit it again. Let this moment play out on the screen. Slow motion. multi-angle view. And acknowledge that this is who you could be in any moment. All you need to do is find resonance with the beam projecting this image. The screen go to white. As fast and as white as you could picture it. The size of a football field. Horizontal landscape. All whiteness. And if you have thoughts arise, that's fine, just release them. We're gonna move up a few rows in the theater. Pull yourself closer to the massive white screen. Step inside it, have a seat. Above and below, within and without, you are free. No worries, no memories even follow you here. You're present. Feel that resonance with this moment. Each breath making the vast white space swell around you. It's the size of a hangar. Size of an open canyon. Inside a giant white marble of sky, feel it expand. Feel it wrap around you. Touch corners, connect, merge to one massive sphere. And on the countdown to one, we're going to reach out. 3, 2, 1, and pause. The only thing that's moving is your breath. You're floating suspended in this massive white space you've created. Acknowledge that the only thing present is you. Thank you. You're the beam. Feel your lungs, heart, gratitude swell with each breath. Feel it bouncing off the walls, distant walls. This massive white sphere. You are free. Now, as I count down from 10, we're going to do 10 more breaths. 10. Feel the walls retract just slightly. Breathe it back in. 9. Back closer toward the center, to you. 8. Enveloping neighboring communities, cities, towns, as it passes over, all your love and gratitude. 7. Feel it sweep through your city, the trails you walk and run on, parks you hang out with your family in, hugging everybody as it comes by. 6. Breathe it in. 8. Up your street, towards your house, towards the room your body's seated in. 5. Up the walkway, up the driveway, among your flowers, pull it in closer. 4. Up your stairs, in through your doorway. 3. Immediately right around you, you can see the sides. 2. Right around you. 1. Like an impervious shrink wrap of protection on this beautiful body of yours. Open your eyes. Feel your presence. Feel one another's presence. Receive the present of that presence. This is the person that's going to get you everything you want. I'm not talking to myself. It's the person who works on the resonance, who tunes in with silence, who understands that they are the beam that projects this magic into the world. Nobody can do it but you. That's a gift. Bad news is that nobody's here to discover us. There's no gatekeeper for our success, our self-actualization. The good news is that what we just did is all we need to practice to discover ourselves. Raise your hands. It's okay. Emanate your presence. Feel it coming out of your palms. I don't know, am I crazy? Am I the only one that feels this? I feel something coming from my palms. Maybe I'm just receiving all this. few of the awesome humans communicating through the internet. Much love to your Thursdays, everyone. Namaste.
Thanks for listening to This Epic Life Podcast. If you enjoyed your guided group meditation, I would love for you to forward it along to anyone who may benefit. You can pop over to iTunes and leave us a review. And for more information and tons of free tools and support, visit thisepiclife.com.